This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. Welcome to edition number 1990, recorded on Wednesday the 20th of December 2017. Hello, I am Ian Robertson and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature which explores why the Robin seems to have become an icon of Christmas. Then, as this is the Christmas edition, Tim Edwards has produced a Christmas special, which will follow at the end of this weekly edition, so you can stay listening for that. It includes your requests for Christmas records. We'll start off with some news. Last week, there was a controversial news that Norfolk County councillors have voted themselves an increase in their allowances, this at a time when their budget is shrinking. The paper this week carries news that not all of the councillors will take it up. Then the project to return the Norwich Castle Keep to its former glory takes a step forward with a projected survey of the castle mound. However, we will lead off today with the sad but not unexpected news of the closure of the Britvic business in Norwich, with the loss of 230 jobs. Britvic workers face a worrying Christmas after the company confirmed the closure of its Norwich factory, leading to the loss of more than 230 jobs in the city. In a move which unions described as a classic case of trying to bury bad news, the company announced the decision late on Friday afternoon and did not make any senior staff available for interview. In a statement, Britvic Chief's executive, Simon Litherland, said it was not a proposal that we made lightly and acknowledged it would be upsetting for our colleagues in Norwich. But while saying it would be a hammer blow for the workforce, little more than a week before Christmas, union representatives pledged to keep fighting to try and save those jobs affected, even at this 11th hour. It is not known what this latest position means for Coleman's site in Norwich.
The leader of Norfolk County Council has revealed he will not be keeping his allowance increase. Conservative leader Cliff Jordan recommended an increase in the basic allowances from which county councillors receive from 9,401 penny to £10,500. His own special responsibility allowance as leader will go up to £31,700 and from £27,495. Mr. Jordan put forward the proposal despite an independent panel mindful of potential budget cuts, recommending the basic allowance should not go up. The increase was passed by 39 votes to 26, with two abstentions. Labour, the Liberal Democrats and three Conservatives voted against the move, which will cost £142,000 across 84 councillors and has attracted criticism. In an online poll organised by Evening News, which 1,300 people took part in, just 9% agreed with the increase. During a debate on BBC Radio Norfolk, Mr. Jordan said he would not keep the increase. Both Labour Group leader Steve Morphew and Liberal Democrat leader Dan Roper said they would not be taking theirs and hope to donate it to community or charitable causes. The council is consulting over cuts as it looks to plug a £125 million funding gap. Proposals include cutting £500,000 from subsidies for buses and community transport and reducing spending on children's centres.
A special survey of Norwich Castle's mound is to begin next month, as the ambitious quest to return the castle's keep back to how it was in its days as a medieval royal palace gathers pace. The £13.5 million Norwich Castle Gateway to Medieval England project aims to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in the days of the Norman kings, including recreating the keep's main Norman floor and Great Hall. Building work is due to begin in 2019. But before this, extensive research work must be completed. Tim Pestel, senior curator of the archaeology, said, "We are working away on getting the architect's plans finished, and we are getting all sorts of surveys done. We are looking to do an archaeological excavation in the basement to understand that area more. We also need to understand how the mound is constructed to understand what sort of weight capacity it has." He explained further, "We've taken the prison display out along with all other displays in the basement to be able to do an archaeological excavation to work out what the mound is made up of and how it's made up." Dr. Prestel said this would help inform decisions on how best to rebuild the Keep's Norman floor, and that the process may also help them understand about what there was before the castle was there. "There was a timber castle on the mound, and then the mound was extended. There's lots of really interesting questions to ask," he said. "Meanwhile, fundraising continues. The project is being supported by Heritage Lottery Fund."
A bid has been put in for a £15 million extension to the region's busiest hospital, as current services were neither safe nor sustainable. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is seeking permission to add an extra story to provide better interventional radiology and cardiology services. Interventional radiology can include X-rays, ultrasounds, and MRI scans, amongst other techniques, while an extra cardiology catheter laboratory would diagnose and treat heart conditions. If approved, four new interventional radiography unit suites would be built over 1,487 square metres, which would make room for a fourth cardiology catheter laboratory. The project would cost around £15 million. The Trust confirmed it had applied for half of that amount from the Department of Health, but they didn't say where the other half of the cash would come from at this stage.
Another 7.5 kilometres of Norwich Northern Distributor Road will be delivered just in time for Christmas, it has been confirmed. The new stretch of A1270 dual carriageway between the A140 Cromer Road and the A1151 Wroxham Road will be open to all traffic by Thursday the 20th of December. Better weather over the last few days has allowed the completion of white lines and road studs and other outstanding works. The joint Balfour Beatty and Norfolk County Council construction team said, "Inspections by the construction team have confirmed that the remaining minor works will be finished on time."